everything on by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie, spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is telling his troops to go harder on Iran after a morning attack destroyed apartments near Tel Aviv and also hit a hospital.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital.
Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping for military help from America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Do not eat chicken Alfredo meals bought at Walmart or Kroger's under the brand names Marketside and Home Chef. Listeria has killed 3 people and left 17 very sick across 13 states. Landfall this morning near Acapulco for a hurricane that has exploded in the day from a tropical storm to a Category 4, back to a 3 now. An anomaly is how SpaceX describes the explosion of its Starship rocket on the Texas test pad. This is ABC News. That great American road trip across the Great Smoky Mountains may be off for the foreseeable future. Crews have been unable to reopen I-40, so swamped with mud and rock. And more rain is coming. ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z.
What we'll end up seeing is those storms reigniting as they head east. On top of that, you could see flash flooding with them, just like we saw in eastern Tennessee along the state line of South Carolina. This is an area so tender after Helene, and Interstate 40 is still closed this morning because of the flash flooding and rock slides.
This is encouraging. Drug overdose deaths fell across America in 2023, fell for the first time in 5 years, and health insurance coverage is at an all-time high in all 50 states, thanks likely to the Affordable Care Act and more state eligibility for Medicaid. A study of health systems by the Commonwealth Fund ranks Massachusetts as the highest for health care outcomes, along with New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Hawaii. Mississippi ranks lowest. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A spokesman says UW system officials are astounded that Republican lawmakers are considering a proposed $87 million budget cut. In a statement, University of Wisconsin Director of Media Relations Mark Pitch says the cut in state funding would put access and affordability in deep jeopardy. A Shawano man faces federal charges for allegedly producing child pornography. 29-year-old Brandon Bugren is accused of creating several videos of himself and a toddler engaged in sexually explicit conduct. If convicted, Bugren faces a mandatory 15-year prison sentence and up to 30 years behind bars. And a Green Bay area community is trying to find out where a massive amount of water is escaping from their pipes. The village of Alloway is mysteriously losing over 100,000 gallons of water a day. The village has hired a contractor with special equipment to search for the leaks.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on June 26th and 27th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from over 2,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on June 26th and 27th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It'll be a warm one today with plenty of sunshine, a high of 83. For tonight, look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Low temps in the mid-60s. We'll keep some showers and storms around during the first half of the day on Friday. Warm again with a high of 84. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
On the way, we're going to continue our spotlight of Bruner Hillside Dairy. They're this week's host of the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. That's coming up next. First, here's Terry Clark.
Girls like you. Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Thursday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Mike Bauer. Him and Joe Bruner are owners of Bruner's Hillside Dairy, and they are the host of this Saturday's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. The farm located on Highway V, just east of Durand. Everything getting underway at about 6:30. And Mike's kind of in charge of the agronomy end of it, working the fields, and also protecting the water. And we're going to talk a little bit about the water as well, really kind of first, because they do have Bear Creek that runs through the farm. But Mike, I understand you've been on this farm for a long time for the simple fact you started out of high school.
Yeah, 1989, I joined the Mike Bruner, via actually Joel's uncle, and started working for him out of high school. So,
wow. And you were the one that you told me that it was around that time when they redid the barn, or I guess, what, 99, that... you had to have engineers in to make sure the original barn didn't get damaged?
Yes, when they redid County Road V, they wanted to do a lot of work to it, so they had special people come in and make sure the vibration from the equipment wouldn't shake the barn apart.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're also one of the things that you do, and is you're part of the Bear Creek Watershed and the Water Advisory Committee. So tell us a little bit about that. What are you doing with that?
Oh, we meet every once a month, a couple times a year, and try to inform people about cover crops. And there's some payments out there for new cover crop acres, just trying to decrease erosion.
And so, because where you're at, I guess, how many acres do you have to that you are tillable to plant for crops on the farm?
We're running around 1,100 acres right now.
And here in Pepin County, you're in the eastern side, so I am betting you have a lot of sand.
Yeah, a lot of sand, some peat ground, so we got a good mixture out there.
And you have, obviously, with the name of the farm, Hillsides, the Hillsides, you have a lot of that as well. So this erosion and with Bear Creek as well, the kind of work hand in hand. The cover crops, what do you like to use for cover crops?
A few years ago, everything that we chop off for corn silage, we try to put a rye on it, just get something growing there before winter, and helps on wind and water erosion.
And from what I heard, it also helps with weed control. Rye has kind of an interesting property.
Yes, it's got its own toxicity, I guess you'd want to call it, and weeds don't like rye. So,
but then on the other end of it, then that less herbicides and hopefully less fertilizer, you're actually saving some money as well on the end, which is important to the farm.
Trying to grow organic matter with it too, because rye puts out a pretty good root system, so it's a tough crop if you want to work it up.
Now, with Bear Creek going through the farm, I'm assuming that for like manure spreading and all of that, you have to stay away from that.
Yes, we have some setbacks on some of our fields that you don't want to directly run into, but we inject all our manure strictly into the ground, so nothing's top dressed.
And why is that important?
I feel like if you big rain events or something, the manure is not there just to take off. It's already absorbed in the ground.
And I'm assuming you do a lot of field testing or soil testing, because again, in Pepin County, we do have the higher nitrates, and the last thing you want to do is put more of that into the groundwater if you don't need nitrate to put out onto the field.
Yes, every 3 years, each one of our, we got different farms. Every 3 years, each one of them gets tested. So every farm's tested every 3 years for see what's out there and available and what we can use.
And with the hillside, do you have to plant differently on some of these hillsides to prevent that erosion?
Yes, we got some contour strips with some water runs and just keep it down. So,
and so for those that may not be familiar, what is a contour strip?
It's a narrow strip, so you put multiple crops on one hillside. So if one's beans 1 year, beans tend to loosen the soil. Well, you want to put something else in there next year to tighten it back up. And we usually try to keep more hay on our hillsides, and so it's a 5 year crop, 5 to 6 years, so you don't have to work it up much.
If you're alternating, you know, these 20 rows are corn, these 20 rows are beans, these 20 rows are corn, that, if you're alternating like that, because with that contour, it kind of makes it hard to, how do you harvest that?
Yeah, you just do it in strips, so it's not too challenging, but it takes longer trips. So, and we try to do a lot of no-till, and all our beans are no-tilled now, so it helps on erosion.
And with how do you do your crop rotation? You mentioned the alfalfa is 5 years. Then what about the corn and soybeans? How do you work all of that together?
The last 2 years now, we've been 100% corn and beans. We rotate the corn and beans back and forth. So you're actually, the corn takes a lot of nitrogen and the beans produce nitrogen. So you actually gain there. And alfalfa, when that comes out, it goes into corn because alfalfa leaves a lot of nitrogen in the ground for the corn plants.
And therefore, that's less that you have to potentially put on the field, right?
Makes a lot of difference in your fertilizer bill.
Talking with Mike Bauer, him and Joe Bruner are the owners of Bruner's Hillside Dairy. They are the host of this Saturday's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. Everything getting underway at 6:30, and the farm's just off of Highway V, east of Durand. So, Mike, with not only the cover crops, the crop rotation, do you look for other things? Okay, you have the rye as the cover crop, but do you look for other things potentially to put into the rotation? I know out in Pierce County, they actually are starting to do wheat. So they're kind of throwing in an extra one. Have you thought about doing that? Or with maybe the watershed group, has that been one of those topics of trying to bring in another crop for another rotation?
I know some of the guys around us do grow some wheat. Or rye. They take the rye to a full grain, too. But we always kill ours off, and we're kind of limited with our time frame in the fall to get something seeded down and growing. So that's why we just stick with the rye.
Now, I know some have used, like, the big turnip radishes. Did you ever try that? I mean, I know some of you, because of the watershed group, you were able to get some grants to do some experiments out in the field.
Yes, I've contacted a few guys that you got to try to interseed them earlier in the year, just because the time we take our corn silage off, you only got a few weeks before it gets cold out and nothing will grow. Rye will stay green and grow all winter. You know, it's never dies off, where your radish and stuff will survive the winter. Some of them will, I like to do them, but it's to get them planted at the optimal time is the issue with them.
Sure. Talking with Mike Bauer this morning for the water. Now, you know, Mara had talked about the farm does do some water recycling. Is that something that's also pretty important? Maybe not so much in the fields, but with the groundwater, you do want to recycle that and only use what you need and use it multiple times.
Yes, with the water, to cool the milk with the water is really good because you're actually using the water twice. Then it's less to go in the manure pit, you know, from cooling the milk, less electricity, too.
Now, is there any irrigation on your farm? I know in parts of the county and even in the eastern part of the county where I live, there are some farms that have irrigation. Do you have any of that?
Yes, we have 5 pivots on our farm. We cover about almost 500 acres with water, so if we need it.
But that's the key, if you need it, right?
Yes, last year was a very good year. Two of my pivots I never even run. We kept getting rain, that inch of rain every week, so it was really nice last year.
And it's important, though, because you don't want to adjust the water table too much. And, again, those pivots aren't just, you know, it's not like the hose here. It's probably costs you a few dollars to run them.
Yes, the electric meter spins pretty fast when you turn those motors on. They got to run, you know, 2 of our pivots run pretty near 6 days to get them around.
Oh, wow. Again, Mike Bauer and Joe Bruner, the owner of Bruner's Hillside Dairy, host of this Saturday's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. Everything getting underway at 6:30. I get, you know, Mike, the fields are primarily, you know, you're going to do your rotations, but with the nutritionist, Mike, we need more of this, or me need more of that for the cows. So does that kind of play into what you have to plant? Because it's what's in those fields that's going to the cows.
Yes, years ago, we gained another couple hundred acres a couple years ago, so that's why we were able to adjust our crop rotation. Otherwise, we do about 100 acres of corn silage and need another 100 acres of corn just for the high moisture corn to feed the cows. Okay. So expanding a few acres helped us get a better rotation in, so you're not putting corn on corn all the time. So we put our corn on some, our corn silage goes on our best ground, so we get the most tonnage out of it.
And with that corn silage, it's you're just chopping it, but then you're leaving the stalks, what's left over, in the ground again to help. That also helps with erosion prevention, doesn't it?
Yes, it helps them roots hold a lot of dirt. You know, if you notice it right away when you have a year, so you get a bug in there or something that chews on the roots and the plant comes out, yeah, there's nothing holding it there anymore. So that's why we try to, as soon as we get done chopping corn, if we don't put any manure out there, we'll go and direct seed rye right into it, okay. Get her growing.
Okay. And for the alfalfa, how often do you have to harvest the alfalfa?
We've been doing 4 times a year. Okay. So we'll be doing another one right after the dairy breakfast. Our second crop will be coming.
Do you have to do anything special after harvesting it to make sure that there isn't erosion, or do those, what's left behind with those alfalfa plants, because they'll start to grow again, obviously, but that's enough to keep everything in place?
Yes, alfalfa's got a very big root system. Sometimes roots will go down into, so we have drain tile. We've already had the alfalfa roots go down 5 feet into the drain tile.
Oh, wow.
And plug that up.
Wow, I did it 5 feet. There you go. Well, you'll be able to find out more as well about some of the things that they do on the farm during the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast at Bruner Hillside Dairy. Again, Joe Bruner and Mike Bauer, they are partners in the dairy. And before we let Mike go, I guess the question is why did you decide to host the dairy breakfast, you and Joe?
Well, we did it in 2011 when we were partners with Joel's uncle, Mike, the original owners that we took over from in 2011. And they've been after us for a few years. And now we're just me and Joel are our partnership. And with Mara graduating, and Joel's like, well, let's wait until next year and do everything in one day.
Plus, you got the driveway re-graveled out of it, didn't you?
Yeah, we needed it. It was getting down there.
Come on out and join us at Bruner Hillside Dairy for the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast coming up this Saturday. Again, everything getting underway at 6:30 at Bruner Hillside Dairy, and it's on Highway V just east of Duran. Thank you again to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our June Dairy Month Dairy Breakfast Family Spotlights. I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial and Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food. But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, filet of fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ugh. Kitchen ants? Runaway roaches? A spider?
A spider!
Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo Insect Killer Sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Oh. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo. People friendly, bug deadly.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing I down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Hurting more and more
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Corey Kent, This Heart, 936. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Durand Sportsman's Club fundraiser coming up on Saturday at the Durand Rod and Gun Club starting at 5. They're going to have over $50,000 in prizes. There'll also be music from Midnight Special from 6 to 10. Just visit the Durand Sportsman Club's Facebook page for more information. Let's run down today in history. For this June 19th. On this date in 1862, President Lincoln signs the Territorial Slavery Act of 1862, the Emancipation Proclamation, prohibiting slavery in all past and present U.S. territories. 3 years later, on this date in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, slaves in Texas are officially informed of their freedom. The anniversary officially became known as Juneteenth. And again, that today is Juneteenth. So there's no markets, no mail. Banks are closed too today, just to keep that in mind. 1910, Spokane, Washington celebrates the first Father's Day. Okay. Happy birthday to our friends at the Federal Communications Commission, established on this date in 1934. After Congress passed the Communications Act of 1934. Also, in 1943, the Philadelphia Eagles and Pittsburgh Steelers would merge for one season due to a player shortage because of World War II.
1960, the first NASCAR race is held at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And on this date in 2018, the 10 millionth U.S. patent is issued. 10 million patents. Wow. That's a lot of patents, isn't it? That's what happened on this date in history. Again, markets closed today due to the Juneteenth holiday.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. It'll be a warm one today with plenty of sunshine, a high of 83. For tonight, look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop. Low temps in the mid-60s. We'll keep some showers and storms around during the first half of the day on Friday. Warm again with a high of 84. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Walking on a real thin line.
just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips to some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, she moved through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
I gotta know her name, and I got to see her again. She's got me wondering. Yeah, I'm just wondering. Hung around this little West Coast town. I drop by every night. I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
Listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We can get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Chicken and aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill of diamonds and gold. They can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me.
watching it, the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking this side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guide. Well, there ain't no places I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no places I'd rather be.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shenandoah, next to you, next to me, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikin. This reminder, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive coming up on July 1st at the Arkansas Community Center. This will be from noon to 6 p.m. And you can make an appointment. Just call 800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-RED-CROSS. Well, if you own spider monkeys in Texas, you're planning to move to Texas and take the spider monkey with you. If you own one, you better remember this. The owner of a spider monkey is facing charges after the spider monkey went on an escapade in San Antonio on Tuesday. Animal Care Services captured the primate after residents of the Northwest Crossing neighborhood reported there's a monkey on the loose in our neighborhood. Imagine that 911 call. The monkey's owner is now charged with having a prohibited animal within the city limits, allowing such primitive or prohibited animal to run loose, lacking proof that the prohibited animal had been vaccinated. And, oh, by the way, the spider monkey wasn't microchipped either. Okay, and what about all the damage the spider monkey potentially caused? That's what I want to know about.
Join the Durand Sportsman's Club June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club for the 38th Annual Sportsman's Club Fundraiser. Over $50,000 in prizes will be awarded, including three Polaris SXS ATVs. Midnight Special performs from 6 to 10. Tickets for the giveaways are available at area businesses and any Durand Sportsman's Club member. Visit the Durand Sportsman's Club's Facebook page for more information. It's the 38th Annual Durand Sportsman's Club Fundraiser, June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club.
Milk has been around for thousands of years. In the Bible, the Promised Land was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, recommended milk for its medicinal virtues. And throughout our own history, as the land was explored and settled, a big priority was the acquisition of milk cows.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like
take free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAND25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAND25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAND25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back down. Whipping in the wind, love, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Now she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Aaron Tippin, there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Thanks to Wisconsin 77th Allison Darrellin Haley Heinzel for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast. You can find the podcast at our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab. You'll find it there. You'll also be able to meet with Haley as well Saturday at the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. Part four of our spotlight of Bruner's Hillside Dairy, the host of this Saturday's Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. That's available on our video podcast as well. And a couple ways you can do that. Again, at our website, go to the video archives page or download the Podbean app and subscribe to the WRDN audio and video podcast channels. You'll always be notified when we have a new podcast. Or you can also watch it through how you watch your podcast, whatever favorite way you do that. Happy National Watch Day today. No, we're not watching stuff. It's your watch, you know, on your wrist. Wrist watch. Watches date back to the 15th and 16th centuries. Watches during this time period featured only the hour hand. Believe it or not, it was only until the 17th century that minutes and seconds were added to the feature of watches. Created initially for women, the design of the wristwatch was typically elegant. Pieces of jewelry strictly worn by women. Men preferred to carry a pocket watch. So again, check your watch. on this National Watch Day today. ABC News is next here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durant. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Thursday.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Israeli military is grappling with the possibility Iran used multiple warhead missiles to challenge its Iron Dome. An Israeli military official telling the AP that Iran may have used it in today's attack on a hospital in Beersheba.
The Soroka Hospital, it took a direct hit from an Iranian missile this morning.